Sahana bhavatu, sahanau bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om gan, we'll do it together. Om gananaan tva ganapati gum havamahe. Kavinkavinam upamashravastanam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrinvan mutibhissi dasadhanam om mahaganapataye namaha. At the ashram in Coimbatore, they put an om before the mahaganapataye. A lot of times we don't do that, but let's do it about three times. Om ganana antva ganapati gum havamahe kavinkavinam upamashravastamam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrinvan mutibhissi dasadhanam om mahaganapataye namaha. Om ganana antva ganapati gum havamahe kavin kavinam upamashravastanam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrinvan mutibhissi dasadhanam mahaganapataye namaha. Om ganana antva ganapati gum havamahe kavin kavinam upamashravastanam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrinvan mutibhissi dasadhanam om mahaganapataye namaha. Namaste together. Om namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya mahadevaya trayambakaya tripurandakaya trikalagni kalaya kalagni rudraya nilakantaya mrityunjayaya sarveshwaraya sadashivaya shriman mahadevaya namaha. Om namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya mahadevaya trayambakaya tripurandakaya trikalagni kalaya kalagni rudraya nilakantaya mrityunjayaya sarveshwaraya sadashivaya shriman mahadevaya namaha. Om namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya mahadevaya trayambakaya tripurandakaya trikalagni kalaya kalagni rudraya nilakantaya mrityunjayaya sarveshwaraya sadashivaya shriman mahadevaya namaha.
No.
No. I keep trying to do it a little bit faster so we're slowly get up to what is more or less a normal speed. Om Trayambakaya Dhamahe Sukhadim Pushti Varatanam Urvarukami Bapantanam Mritchor Mukshi Yamam Ritapata. Om Trayambakaya Dhamahe Sukhadim Pushti Varatanam Urvarukamibhavantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritapata. Om Trayambakaya Dhamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamibhavantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritapata. Om Trayambakaya Dhamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamibhavantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritapata. Om Trayambakaya Dhamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamibhavantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritapata. Om Trayambakaya Dhamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamibhavantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritapata. ॐ स्वयं रखयशामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिपबन्धनानि मृच्छोर्मुक्षीयमां यथा शृणु. ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शङ्करणः शन्नो भगवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो स्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि स्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि रतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु भवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शम्बर्णः शन्नो भगवद्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि रतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शम्बर्णः शन्नो भगवद्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि स्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि व्रतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. भद्रं भद्रं करणीय पश्यामि. Let's see if we can do this together. It might be too soon for that. Let's try. Om Bhadram Karne Bishvinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatraha Shirai Rangai Istishuvagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahi Sanyadayuhu स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृत्तश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति न स्कारक्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. स्वीकरोमि. ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुयामदेवाः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुयामदेवाः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुयामदेवाः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्ये मा. You don't have this one, Penny?
I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bhadram pashye makshabhiryajatraha Bhadram pashye makshabhiryajatraha Bhadram pashye makshabhiryajatraha Bhadram pashye makshabhiryajatraha Stirai rangai ishtishtu vagum sastanupihi शिरायरंगाय ईश्विष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः शिरायरंगाय ईश्विष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः
You're putting a little too much goom on it because I do that sometimes. It's not goom, it's not gum, it's a little bit in between. Goom. Goom. The gum is that Anishwara with a chandra with a half moon underneath it that has a Vedic pronunciation. Okay? It's like a between a and u. Goom.
Stirairanga ishtushtuvagum sastanupihi. Stirairanga ishtushtuvagum sastanupihi. Yashema devahitam yadayuhu. Yashema devahitam yadayuhu. Yashema devahitam yadayuhu. Yashema devahitam yadayuhu. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Sit together one time. We'll keep working on it.
Om Bhadram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha. Bhadram Pashye Maksha Dhirya Chatsvaha. Shirai Rangai Ish Vishuvagam Sastanupihi. Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Swastina Sarksho Arishtanemihi. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You have
to know what
you do this. Shanti? No, the brush RD that.
Oh, swastino, brehaspatir tathatu.
That's the vowel, brehaspatir tathatu.
Brahaspatir Tathatu. Brahaspatir Tathatu. Brahaspatir Tathatu. Brahaspatir Tathatu. Brahaspatir Tathatu.
Brahaspatira.
Brahaspatira.
Brahaspatira Dadatu.
Brahaspatira
Dadatu. Dadatu. Brahaspatira Dadatu. So, Swastino Brahaspatira Dadatu.
Swastino Brahaspatira
Dadatu. Brahaspatira.
Swastino Brahaspatira.
Okay. Anybody else have any place where they're tripping? We'll work on this. Let's see how we do together. Om nakarmana na prajaya tanena chage naike amritasvamana shuhu parena nakam nihitam guhayam vibhajate yadyatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishitarthas Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha sattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramrtat parimuchyanti sarve dahvam vipapam parame eshma bhutain yat pundarikam puramajya sarkastam Tatrati dahrangaganam vishokastasmin yadam tastadupasitavyam. Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishkitaha. Tasya prakriti linasya yaparasamaheshwaraha. Natatrasuryo pati na chandratarakam. Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamatmihi tameva pantamanupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam vipati. Repeat after me. Om nakarmana na prajaya tanena.
Om nakarmana na prajaya tanena.
Jage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Jage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Vibhajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Vibhajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha
sattva. Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga vyataya shuddha sattva.
Yataya shuddha sattva. Yataya shuddha sattva.
Yataya shuddha sattva.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma.
Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve. Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve. Dahram Vipapam Parame Eshma Bhutam. Let me tell you how to learn this, the method that we usually use. We have all of these with Bhagishananda chanting them, so you can go to the text section. You take a section, like go to the top, you go like this, Nakarmana Nakarmana Prajaya Nakarmana Prajaya Nakarmana Prajaya. So that's easy for you to say, because it's a tongue twister. That's the problem, is that your tongue has to get used to it. So you just take a little piece like that, and you say it 3 or 4 or 5 times. Then you go, Nakarmana Prajaya, then Prajaya Tane Natyage Naike, Prajaya Tane Natyage Naike, Prajaya Tane Natyage Naike, then Jage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Jage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Little pieces. Work your way through. The problem is that, like, some of these are long and whatnot. You have to take it section by section and then just move along. Say each one like 5 or 6 times. If you want to learn this. What we do is, like at the ashram, we'll do chanting every day. And so you have to do it every, you have to work on it. And this is how you work on it. You can't, don't just take the whole thing and try to chant through the whole thing. Take section by section, repeat over and over and over again. And then have, use the tape, like with Vajishananda, so that, you know that you're saying it right. And then say, get that little section, say it over and over. Okay? And then it'll work. If you're so inclined.
Oh, thank
you. Let's do, I guess, send this on and we'll take a little break. So, good afternoon. Om, Om, Yes, Chandasam, Rishabho, Vishvarupaha. Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha.
Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha.
And just join with me, okay? Just on this one sentence. Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Om Yashandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Together. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Chandopyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva. Sanendro Metaya Aspranotu. Sanendro Metaya Aspranotu. Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Together. Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Amnatasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Together. Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam. Shariram Me Vicharshanam. Shariram Me Vicharshanam. Shariram Me Vicharshanam.
Shariram Me Vicharshanam.
Shariram Me Vicharshanam. Shariram Me Vicharshanam. Jahwa Me Matumattama. Jahwa Me Matumattama. Jahwa Me Matumattama. Jahwa Me Matumattama. Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam. Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam. Karna
karna ajam puri vishvam brahmana kosho sinetaya pihitaha brahmana kosho sinetaya pihitaha brahmana kosho sinetaya pihitaha
together
brahmanat kosho simetaya pihitaha brahmanat kosho simetaya pihitaha brahmanat kosho simetaya pihitaha brahmanat kosho simetaya pihitaha shritam me gopaya shritam me gopaya shritam me gopaya Shrutame Gopaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Say together once and then look at this.
Om 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 Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamrata Atsam Vabhuha Samindro metaya asprinotu Amritasya devatarano bhuyasam Shariram me vicharshanam Jihva me matumatsama Karna abhyam puri vishruvam Brahmanat kosho si metaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's take a little break. Let's chant from, I don't want to chant the whole thing this time. Let's chant from verse 10. Okay. Can I see it after me? Verse 10 of Atma Bodha.
Tannashe kevalo kavet
Tannashe kevalo kavet
Nano padivasha deva
Nano padivasha deva
Jatinamashramadayaha
Jatinamashramadayaha
Atmanyaro pitastoye
Atmanyaro
pitastoye Lasavarna dipedavat Panchi Krita Mahabhuta Sambhavan Karma Sanchitam Shariram Asukadukhanam Bhogayatanam Uchyate Pancha Prana Mano Buddhi Dashendriya Samanditam Apanchi Krita Bhutotam Sukshmangam Bhoga Sadhanam
Okay,
this is the new one.
Anadya vidya nirvacha. Anadya vidya nirvacha. Say that. Anadya vidya nirvacha. Anadya vidya nirvacha.
Anadya vidya nirvacha.
Anadya vidya nirvacha.
Anadya vidya nirvacha.
Karanopadi Ruchate.
Karanopadi Ruchate.
Karanopadi Ruchate.
Karanopadi Ruchate.
Karanopadi Ruchate.
Karanopadi Ruchate.
Upadi Trithayad.
Upadi Trithayad.
Upadi Trithayad.
Upadi Trithayad.
Anyam Atmanam.
Anyam Atmanam.
Avadharyet.
Avadharyet.
Let's look at the Sunday. Avadharyet. Kasit da avadharyet. Avadharyet. Anadi avidya. Anadi, short e. And short, anadi, avidya, anirvacha, anirvacha, short, anirvacha, so anadi, avidya, anirvacha, karana, upadhihi, uchyate, karana, upadhihi, uchyate. The a plus u is o. The e when followed by our soft consonant vowel goes to ra, so upadhihi. The visarga preceded by any vowel except r, a. And then followed by a soft consonant vowel go to r. So karana, upadhihi, uchyate.
Could you say that real again?
any vowel except R A, followed by a visarga, followed by a soft consonant or vowel.
Okay.
The visarga goes to R. Yeah.
Okay.
Upadhihi, which is any vowel except R A, followed by a visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel. Visarga goes to ra.
When does it go to sa?
With sa, that's any vowel on the one side, followed by visarga, followed by ta or ta goes to sa.
Oh, okay.
Followed by cha or cha goes to sha, ta or ta goes to sha, dental ta or ta goes to sa. Then any vowel followed by the sibilant sa, the sarga, followed by a sibilant sa stays as visarga or optionally goes to sa.
Okay.
So
that's the
Yeah, that's like if it was upadhihi sarati. Upadhis sarati or upadhihi sarati is an option.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. When there's a soft consonant or a vowel on the right side, you know, then it matters. It can be, if you have a plus visarga, a plus visarga, any vowel except or a plus visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel. But when it's followed by a hard consonant, then what's on the left side doesn't make any difference. What's on the preceding side, just any vowel, doesn't make any difference. If it's followed by a hard consonant, then that's when the sibilants come in. In that chart.
Wow.
Okay, let's take a look at this meaning, then we'll chant it. Anadi means beginningless. Adi means beginning. Adi. Anadi. Without beginning. So beginningless. Everybody remember Adi? Adi means beginning. When you put an un in front of a something that which begins with a vowel, it negates it. So Adi, beginning. Anadi, without beginning. So here it says, Anadi avidya. Vidya means knowledge. Avidya. That's of before a consonant. So avidya means ignorance. Okay, so anadi, beginningless avidya, beginningless ignorance, anadi avidya, which is anirvacha. Anirvacha, the avidya, anadi avidya, is anirvacha. This is anirvacha here is a potential participle being used as an adjective, and it means that which cannot be defined, that which cannot be described. Sometimes we'll just use the word inexplicable. But really, the definition for avidya is like nitya, that which cannot be defined as being either real or unreal. So avidya gets that classification. So anadi avidya, and avidya is a feminine noun ending in a. So the anadi avidya is a compound. The avidya, which is beginningless. Anadi avidya, okay? And that beginningless avidya is anirvacha, okay? Is inexplicable, cannot be described as real or unreal. That's what how we use this technical term. So this beginningless avidya, and then this anirvacha also is in the nominative singular feminine noun, which we're going to be looking at today. Okay, so this beginningless ignorance, which is inexplicable, karana upadihi uchate. Karana means cause, upadi means the upadi. Okay, karana upadi we call it the causal body. Okay, the karana upadi. Karana sharira or karana upadi. Upadi is whatever can lend itself for that mistaken identification, right? So if we say in the previous verses, we went through and looked at the physical body, the stula sharira. Then he has another word, the sukshmangam. So he has stula sharira. He could have said sukshma sharira also, but he doesn't. He says stula sharira, physical body. Sukshma angam, sukshmangam. That subtle body, where anga is being used for the body. So you can use sharira, you can use angam. Now he's saying karana, karana upadi. We could as well say karana sharira, right? So the karana upadi means the causal body. And he's using the word upadi here because just like this physical body is an upadi, the sukshma sharira is an upadi, the causal body also that is an upadi. So here the upadi, which is the cause, karana. So we translate it causal body. Okay. Karana upadi. Uchite. This is a passive. You see the ya there? You see the te? It means is called. There's a special type of formation there I'm not going to get into right now, but at least you recognize there the ya and the te, and it's a passive. You know about passive construction. So here, karana upadihi, upadi is a feminine short e ending noun. So we'll say the karana upadi, the causal upadi. So we read it like this. Beginningless avidya, which is inexplicable, really means cannot be defined as sat or asat, as real or unreal, is called the causal upadi. Okay. The anadi avidya, the beginningless ignorance, which is anirvacha, inexplicable, karana upadihi uchate. The karana upadi is called, the causal body is called.
Okay,
so beginningless ignorance, which is inexplicable, is called the causal body, or the causal upadi. Okay? So this, in the first sentence, there are only nominative singulars. See that? The anadi avidya is a compound ending in a, it's a nominative singular feminine. Anirvacha is an adjective, adjectival to the avidya, and so it's declined as a feminine, so you see the long a there. And karanu upadi is a short e ending, feminine e ending noun, which you haven't learned yet. And you haven't learned the feminines. You're going to learn those today, the longs. Okay. Let's look at the next line. Upadi Tritayat. Upadi Tritayat. Anyam Atmanam Avadharayate. Now, you have a compound there. Upadi means upadi. I will translate it as a conditioning agent. Upadi. Tritya means a group of three. So, Tritayat. Tritya means a group of three. You know, or a threefold, or a group of three. Tritya. Tritayat is in the ablative, like Ramat. Tritayat. So, from the group of three upadis. Upadi, Tritayat. Anyam. Anyam means other. So when you have anyam, it means other. With an ablative, it would mean other than or different from, right? Other than, literally other than, and in we might in English translate it different from, but anyam means other. And other from, other than, the group of three upadis. Upadi, and what would the three upadis be? The physical body, the subtle body, and the causal body. So the stula sharira, the sukshmangam, the karana upadi. These are the three terms they used in these three verses. So now here you see upadi, tritayat, ablative, a singular, anyam is going to be in the accusative singular.
Other.
Well, if you say anya, anya, it'll mean other, other. But this is anyam atmanam. Now, the word atma comes from the substantive atman. So you haven't learned how to decline unending nouns. So atman, the accusative singular of atman is atmanam. Okay. And that's just, it needs to be memorized. You haven't learned it yet. So I'm just, you have to take my word for it. Atmanam is the accusative singular, right? And so that means there needs to be a verb. Okay? Avadharayate. There is no subject, so the subject is included in the verb. Avadharayate means one should know. Avadhara means to know. To know well, to know clearly. One, and it's in a potential mood. Avadharayate. One should know the self. One must know the Atma, the self, which is anyam. Anyam is adjectival to self. So you would be like this. One should know the Atma, which is anyam, which is different from. Right? But if you want to say in English, you'd say different from. Okay? One should know the self, which is anyam, which is other than these group of three upadis. So what he did is give one line for this last upadi, the karana upadi. The beginningless avidya, which is beginningless ignorance, which is inexplicable, is called the karana upadi. One should know the self, the atma. In English, I probably say one should know the atma to be different from these three upadis.
How are those two lines connected?
They're not really connected, but if you connect them with the whole, like from verse 12, 13, and 14, it's a set. Verse 12, the whole of the verse, defines the sukshma, the causal, the physical body. Verse 13 defines the subtle body. The first line of verse 14 defines the causal body. And then the bottom line tells the point of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, good. That's nice.
So you see the Sanskrit? Everybody okay? Anadya vidya nirvacha. Anadya vidya nirvacha. Karanopadhiruchyate. Karanopadhiruchyate. Upadi tritiyadanyam. Tritiyadanyam Atmanam Avadharayate. Atmanam Avadharayate. Okay, that's enough. We'll just do this one and then, because I have a lot of Sanskrit, I want to show a lot of grammar. So let's do a car move in. Is it alright with everybody?
Oh, sure.
Alright, grammar class. Feminine are ending now for the tape. I'm going to just kind of read through these now and make some comments so that you can kind of remember the masculine and neuter, the masculine ending nouns. And I want to point out some similarities with what we've already learned, where the similarities are there. Everybody ready? We're going to look at the nominative case. Shala, shale, shalaha. Okay. The substantive that we're working with is shala. I actually should have put that up at the top. That means shala, if these are feminine a-ending nouns, stays exactly the same. There is no ending in the singular, nominative singular. The dual ending is e. A plus e is a, shale. You see that? I don't care so much if you know that it's a plus e, that's fine, but I just want to remind you of some Sunday. So, shale. And then, shalaha. Now, let me remind you of some things. Just look at this shala, shale, shalaha. Let me tell you what the masculine is. Ramaha, ramal. So, that ow ending is not so similar, but it is a vowel. Okay? Ramal. Then, ramaha. Same, right? Same. Now what about, remember the neuters? Palum, nothing similar there. Palay, same. Palay, palani, no, nothing similar there. But that aha is the same as in the masculine. And that shalay, that a ending, is like the neuter dual, nominative dual. Right, palum, palay, palani. So shala, shalay, shalaha. Let's go to the accusative singular. This is just for association now. Shalom, shale, shalaha. Look at those duals. The duals in all of them, nominative and accusative, are always the same. The nominative and accusative dual always will be the same, no matter what you're doing. No matter what the e ending, u ending, or r ending, un ending, they're always the same. The nominative and accusative dual. Now look at that accusative singular, shalom, ramam, harim, right? Remember the ramam, ramam, ramal, ramam. So ramam, harim, shalom. When we do e ending, then it'll be dasim. So that im is a real marker for the accusative singular. Shalom, then shalay will always be the same as in the nominative. And shalaha. Now, in the masculine, it's going to be raman. So this is something that really distinguishes the feminine endings, is that the two plurals, nominative and accusative plurals, are the same. Shalaha, shalaha. You see that? So shalom, shale, shalaha. So what I'm saying is what I want you to notice is there's some familiarity with the duals because palam palay. Okay? And that shalom with that m, that's going to always kind of remind you of an accusative all the way through, no matter what the ending is. Like for atman, right? Atmanam, there's an ending. Harim, ramam, dasim. So that's going to be very, very common. In that plural, nominative plural, that aha ending, there's others like ramaha that end like that also. So shala, shale, shalaha, shalam, shale, shalaha. You have to remember that these two are the same in the a ending in the plural. Look at the instrumental. Shalaya. You have to remember that as the instrumental shalaya.
There's trouble because it looks like the dative.
Yeah. The dative, though, in the masculine and neuter is ramaya. This is shalaya. Okay? But you're right. So shalaya, then shala bhyan and shala bihi. There's your bhyan and bihi.
Bhyaman Bihi, except for Ramahi, remember the for Ramahi and instrumental plural? From everywhere else is Bihi. That Ramahi is anomaly. The masculine and neuter ending nouns are the only ones that have Ihi. Everything else that you'll be learning is Bihi. So once known, always known. Okay? It's the same with the Bhyams. Go down. Do you see that with the Bhyams, instrumental, dative, and ablative? Bhyam is only Bhyam. In these positions, there is nothing else. There's a way that it's going to send Bhyam, like for instance, Shala Bhyam, Rama Bhyam, Hari Bhyam, Jagad Bhyam. So there's going to be a some sort of a relationship between the word and the Bhyam, adding the Bhyam onto it, but it will always be Bhyam. See that? Instrumental, dative, plural. Instrumental, dative, plural, duals are all Bhyams. Puma? I'm waiting for flashes of recognition from each one.
Bhyam, all the way down. Just from the day to day, I believe we got it.
Okay, those three Bhyams.
Thank you.
Those three Bhyams are always going to be Bhyam. No matter what the ending is, it's an A ending, E ending, U ending, A ending, consonant ending. In those duals, the instrumental dative and ablative duals will always be Bhyam. Now look at the plurals. Instrumental dative and ablative, see the bihi, bhyaha, and bhyaha? Do you see the two bhyahas for the dative and ablative? Those will always be bhyaha everywhere. No exceptions. With nouns. There's some exceptions. There's going to be some exceptions when we do pronouns, but not with nouns. Nouns and adjectives. So here you've got bihi, which is bihi everywhere. For all of them, except for Ramahi, that's the only one. The ending nouns, masculines, and neuter. Okay, all the other ones are bihi, so bihi, bhyaha, bhyaha. These are known, right? This little box of six, the bhyams and the bihi, bhyaha, bhyaha, you know them. Now let's look at the instrumental again. Shala ya, shala bhyam, shala bihi, you already know. Shala yai. Okay? Shala yai. Shala pyam, shala pyam. These instrumental, through the locative, you've got to memorize them. So, shala yai. Do you remember for Rama? Rama yai. Remember, Hari is different too. Hari, Rama, Ramaya. Remember Rama? Ramaya. And Hari? Hariye. So they're different, right? So these singulars, you're going to have to pay attention to. So, Shala Yai, but for Rama, it's Ramaya, for Pala, Palaya, Hari, Hariye, right? Hariye, Vadi, which doesn't come very often. There's only very few neuter E endings. Words, but if it was vadi, it takes a nun, vadi ne. So that's different also. Okay? So the data, vadi ne. Okay, let's look at ablative. Notice that the ablative singular, shala yaha, and the genitive singular are the same. Except for the ending nouns, that's very, very common. But the unending nouns, the ablative is ramat, the genitive is ramasya, right? But for e-ending nouns, for masculine e's, it's harehe and harehe. For the e-ending neuters, it would be, vadinaha, I think, vadinaha. Oops, I think I have to look that up.
Yeah,
no. Is it Varinaha? Okay, Varinaha and Varinaha. So what are we learning so far is that this group, instrumental through locative, really instrumental through vocative, usually needs some special attention. But you'll find certain patterns, like the ablative and genitive, will often be the same. Okay? You know the bhyams and bhyahas. Now look at the genitive. Look at the dual. See that yoho? Yay! Actually, what you really look for in what's more, even more common, let's see, there's Rama Yoho, Hara Yoho, Das Yoho, and then Shala Yoho. There'll be sometimes when it's not Yoho, it's just Os. But for now, you can just look for those Yohos, and that's genitive and locative dual, okay? Shala Yoho, Shala Yoho, same. The genitive and locative duals are always the same, all the way through. Okay. Now look at the plural in the genitive. Shala Nam, Rama Nam, Pala Nam, Hari Nam, Vari Nam. See that? So that nam and that nam ending. Rama nam, Pala nam, Hari nam, Shala nam, Dasi nam for feminine. So that has a lot of similarity. Locative, Shala yam. It'll be similar in the feminine E ending, it'll be Das Yam. We'll look at these two together in a minute, but for now, Shala Yam, you just have to memorize it. Shala Yam, then Shala Yoho, you know, that Yoho is a given. Now, what's the next one? Shala Su. The Su and Shu by Sunday are going to be interchangeable in this way. If in within a word, if a su is preceded by an or a, it'll say su, like shala su. But if it's preceded by another vowel other than or a, it will change to sh. That's why you have rameshu, because in the locative for a masculine, a neuter masculine, Rama becomes Rame, and then it adds Su. Rame Kasu is Rame Shu. And so you have to get used to seeing Su, Su being replaced by Shu.
Okay for you.
So Rama Su, but Rame Shu, because of Sunday, or Pale Shu, or Hari, Hari Shu. Because E is not an R A. Right? Dati. If we do the Dati Shu. You'll see. Okay, so what you need to know, we can get into some grammatical details later, but right now our work patterns, that's all. So here's the things you have to be used to. Is that when you see Su, sometimes it will be Shu. Sometimes Su will be Shu. For a little bit of grammar, it's going to be preceded by a or a. I'm not worried about consonants right now. Just vowels for now, because we're not doing consonant endings, okay? So if the su is preceded by an a or a, the su will say su. But if it's preceded by any vowel except a or a, it will change to shu. So that's just a little grammar. What I want you to do is see these as interchangeable because of sundi. In your mind, you think these are interchangeable because of sundi. The su changes to shu. The other one that you often see changing in these declensions is a na changing to a na. And that's again because of sundi, what we call the killer rule. Right? When under certain conditions, the dental now will change to enough. I'm not going to write out that rule now because I want you to think about it differently right now. I want you to think in terms of patterns. I want you to know that sometimes you'll see na is na because of sundi. Sometimes you will see su instead of su as shu because of sundi. So in a way you see them as interchangeable, right? And they change because of sundi rules. Is that okay with everybody? Let's look at the vocative.
In the vocative, sometimes the nominative is not what you expect it to be. It will not always, it doesn't always match, it doesn't match, I mean the vocative singular doesn't match the nominative singular. But the vocative dual and plural are always exactly the same as the dual and plural in the nominative. Okay? Does everybody kind of see these connections?
Yeah. Last part about always the nominative.
The nominative differs, almost always differs. It does always differ, I think, right? But the dual and plural are always the same.
Is it
Shalah?
Is it
Shalah?
Is it Hall?
Yeah, a Shalah is a Hall, that's right. Okay, now we're going to read through this, but using a different noun, because I'll make sure that you understand the patterns. Again, there's some Sundays that are going to making up these patterns, but it's not required for us to know that right now. We'll learn that later. Right now, I just want you to know the form. Kata means a story, okay? And it's also a feminine ah-ending noun. I'll say the nominative shala, and you repeat the nominative line using kata. Alright? Shala, shale, shala. Shalom, shale, shalaha. Shalaya, shala pyam, shala ihi. Kataya, kata pyam, kata bihi. Good.
Kataya.
Shala yai, shala pyam, shala vyaha. Kata yai, kata pyam, kata vyaha. I'm singing kata. I'm sorry. Kata yai, kata pyam, kata pyaha. Shala yaha, shala pyam, shala pyaha. Kata yaha, kata pyam, kata pyaha. Kathayaha. 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 Shalayaha. Shalayoho. Shalanam. Kathayaha. Kathayoho. Katanam. Shalayam, Shalayoho, Shalasu. Katayam, Katayoho, Katasu. Kate, kate, kataha.
Okay.
There's one more. Does the
vocative lose its long
R
at the end? Vocative
dual? Yeah. Yeah, well, look at the Shala.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Sunday that causes, actually the R becomes a... You have to learn the internal making, but yes, it does. Okay. Let's do praja. Praja means progeny. Okay, child, progeny. I'll do again. I'm going to do the nominative. You do, and using, I'll do shala. You use praja. Shala, Shale, Shalaha. Shalom, Shale, Shalaha. Shalaya, Shala, Pyam, Shala, Pihi. Shalaya. Shalaya, Prajaya. Shala, Pyam. Praja, Pyam. Shala, Pihi. Good, okay. Shala yai, shala pyam, shala piha. Shala yaha, shala pyam, shala piha. Praja yaha, praja pyam, praja piha. Prajabhyaha. Bhyaha. Shalayaha, Shalayoho, Shalanam. Prajayaha, Prajayoho, Prajanam. Shalayam, Shalayoho, Shalasu. Prajayam, Prajayoho, Prajasu. Prajasu. Prajay, Prajay, Prajaha. Okay. Everybody see? Any questions on that? Now I want you to hold side by side just for the E ending nouns. I'm going to run through these and tell you, show you some similarities, okay? Do we have it?
You said feminine E ending.
Feminine E ending. Do you have it, Penny?
Yes.
I just handed them out. Right? The E endings, feminine E's.
Wait a minute. Here's one. The next two ones in.
Oh, there's the next one there.
Thank you very much.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the, this is for Dasi. Dasi means a servant girl. Longi, so Dasi, Dasyao, Dasyaha. This is going to be a little different. Dasi is the same. Notice that there, like Shala, there's no ending. Do you see that? Dasi is the substantive. It takes no ending. Dasi stays the same as Dasi, like Shala stays as Shala. So Dasi. Then the actual ending for in the dual is Ao. Remember Ramau, Palau, Haryau? Here this is the Ao ending, which is a common ending for the dual. But if you have Dasi plus Ao, E plus Ao takes the semi-vowel, Sunday rule. So E plus Ao will be Yao, so Das Yao. That Ao is a very, very common affix for the dual in the nominative and accusative dual. So do you see the Sunday, that would be, if I take Ao and add it to Das E, or E plus Ao is Yao, Das Yao. So Das E, everybody get that? Das Yao. Now the plural is Das Yaha. The affix is us. So if I took us means aha, if I took dasi and added us, it would become dasyah. If I took rama or shala and added us, it would become shalaha, right? Because ah and ah is ah, so shalaha. But if I add that same us, aha, onto dasi, you're going to get that ya as a semi-vowel equivalent for the sundi. So dasyah. Dasi, dasyau, dasyah. So this is what I want you to understand right now, is that when you have a vowel other than r a coming together with another vowel, a semi-equivalent equivalent is going to come into play because of sundi. And what is the semi-vowel equivalent of e or e?
Yeah.
Okay. This. And so when we're adding terminations onto dot-e, say we're adding terminations onto something like dot-e here, there's going to be sundi. Like if we add dot-e plus ow, e plus ow, so you're going to get just simple sundi, okay? Now with this, if I take dot-e, and I add us, where the is of the sarga.
Okay.
But this is, the is turns into the sarga. Da he plus us, he plus us, is what?
Ow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he plus
us.
I. No.
Yeah.
If, when E is the first member, E or E is the first member, it's followed by a dissimilar vowel, then it will change to Y plus the dissimilar vowel. Okay? Dissimilar vowel. Okay? It means not itself. If it's followed by itself, like an E plus an E would just be long E. And here's an example of that. Say if I have this, dot E, and then I have the accusative singular, accusative plural termination, which is actually is. Accusative plural. Dasi plus is, what would that be?
Dasi.
E. Dasi. Long E.
Dasi.
You have to remember your Sunday. Dasi he. Because E plus E is long E.
So, like an or a.
So, with that, keeping that in mind, you'll understand why these yes are turning up here. So, let's look at the nominative again. Does it all register for you?
Yeah, we're going back there slowly.
That's okay. Look at the nominative. Da-ti, no ending. Da-siao, which actually, the ending is actually ao. Da-si plus ao, da-siao. Da-siah, the actual ending is us. Da-siah. I'm even telling you the endings is because I don't want it to just seem like this anomaly that a ya is showing up here. Okay? So da-si, da-siao, da-siah. Let's look at accusative. Da-siin. Here the affix is just him, so dasi plus him. Dasiao. The duals, nominative accusative duals, always the same. Dasiao. Dasihi. Need to memorize. This is a feminine ending, anomaly. Means it's different than, it doesn't follow the pattern. So dasi plus ish. It follows the pattern for the feminine. If you look in the, for the, the accusative is shalaha for the ah endings. For the accusative e, it's dasihi. So it follows the pattern, even though you'll see later the termination is a bit different. But in terms of pattern, it's the same. Shalaha dasihi. But now, if you look at the shalaha for a minute. Nominative and accusative in the ah endings are the same. You see that? Shalaha, shalaha. Nominative, accusative, plurals. Do you see how they're the same? Now look at the nominative for E endings. Dasyaha, dasihi. That can be confusing if you don't remember it. Because it doesn't exactly follow a pattern with everything else, so you have to memorize it. So what we do is look for everything that is a pattern, and then we look for the things that are don't follow the pattern. Let's look at the instrumental. Das Ya. Okay. And the instrumental for Shala is Shalaya. This is Das Ya. So that long ah is similar. I'll teach you some Sundays involved here, but for now it's good enough just to recognize. Das Ya. Then Dasi Bhyam. Dasi Bihi. Bhyam's Bihis. Always the same. Instrumental. Bhyam's Bihis. Always the same. Data. Das Yai. Shala Yai. Das Yai. Okay. Dasi Bhyam. Dasi Bhyam. Bhyam's Bhyam is the same. Okay. Ablative. Das Yaha. Look at the Shala. Shala Yaha. Das Yaha. Data. Shala Yai. Das Yai. Instrumental. Shala Ya. Das Ya. So you can hear and see a similarity there. You're right. From Shalaya, Dasya, Shalayai, Dasyai, Shalayaha, Dasyaha. See? It's different, but they're similar. Different, but similar. Genitive. Dasyaha, ablative and genitive singular is the same, which is very common. Dasyoho, there's your yoho. Shalayoho, Dasyoho. Hariyoho, Ramayoho, Halayoho, Varinoho, Dasyoho. Okay? Genitive and locative dual always the same, Dasyoho, Dasyoho. Then Dasinam, Ramanam, Polanam, Harinam, right? Shalanam, Dasinam. You should be able to recognize that. Dasinam. Locative. Dasyam, Dasyoho, Dasishu. The Yam, look at Shala Yam, Dasyam. Shala Yoho, Dasyoho. The Yoho's okay. Dasishu. What did I say about Su and Shu? Shala Su, but Dasishu. Su becomes Sh. When it's preceded by any vowel except R, A. So, Shala Su, Dasi Shu. Vocative. Singular is going to be different. You have to memorize it. Dasi. Then Dasyao, Dasyaha will always be the same as the dual and plural in the nominative. So what I'm hoping is that as you say, once you've known, say if you've memorized Rama and Hari, for instance, and now you start seeing these, you're going to start seeing real patterns where even though it may take some time to memorize these things, that's true, but when you look at it, you can say, oh, yeah, look at all the Bhyams are the same. There's the Ohos. There's the Su or Shu. There's the Nam. There's the Bihi. You know? So you can start, there's the accusative. See how it ends in Im, Ramam, you know, Harim, Shalam, Dasim. So you start getting, this all will start shrinking in size as you go over them. And since I'm going to be gone now for 2 weeks, you know, if I were you, the most useful thing, the way to spend your time, I would think, is to, first of all, practice the chants, because by practicing the chants, using the like Prabhu or Bhagishananda to help you with that, or I have the Atma Bodha on also. That will help develop your reading practice. Plus you'll learn the chants, but you'll also develop your reading skills. And memorize, practice memorizing these vibhaktis. That's, you know, so that it all becomes small. The more you work on it, the smaller it will become. And that's what you want.
Do you have the
masculine and
the mirror for, with the
transliteration? I'm doing it, though.
Okay.
I haven't done. I'm going to do transliteration for everything. How's everybody's brain? Still alive? The thing that I did, probably too much to do for you right now, but I want you to look at it. Where it says, the darker page 49. I'm doing this for, I'm doing the Bhandarka sentences with the transliteration so that people who don't have good script skills yet will be able to read it. And then what I'm going to be doing is going through each one of these sentences. Let's just do one, so I'll tell you how we're going to do it. Everybody have this? Okay. Repeat after me. Vasishthasya. Vasishthasya Patnyarundati. Vasishthasya Patni Arundati. There, I've broken the Sunday. Do you see Vasishthasya genitive ending, Sya, Ramasya, right? Vasishtha is the name of a person, a sage. Patni is the nominative singular, E ending, Patni, right? Nominative singular, Patni, like Dasi. So Patni means wife. Vasishthasya Patni, the wife of Arundhati, the wife of Vasishtha, Vasishthasya Patni, Arundhati is Arundhati. Arundhati is a proper name. So, do you notice Arundhati also is a proper name, but it's a nominative, singular, e-ending noun, like Dasi. Do you see it? So, Vasishthasya Patni Arundhati. The Vasishthasya Patni, Vasishtha's wife, is Arundhati. Okay, so, I might end up giving more information than this, but this is a start. What I'm thinking right now is the additional, and I have to see my time constraints also. But we'll start with this, and I'm leaving this blank so that you can put notes in here. Mm-hmm. Whether you do it by yourself, translate by yourself, right? Or you take notes when we do it in class. Remember, the reason I chose Bhandarka is because there are so many examples of every conceivable use, case use. And so as long as we do it methodically, you know, you'll learn a lot in terms of how to put a sentence together, how these different cases and the verbal formations are used. But then we have to make it more user-friendly. Bhandarka is meant to be taught because it doesn't have all of the rules. It has all of the rules, actually. All the rules are there, but they're there kind of in a footnote form. But the sentences are very methodical. Om Purnamada, Purnamada. Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.